table before national security is expected to table before cabinet the model of regularizing the former refugees once and for all. Further, the government has included persons of concern in development programs. To this effect, the people of concern will now be included in the national statistics and planning. This is evidenced by the inclusion of persons of concern in the just-ended Zambia Statistics Agency 2022 National Population Census. In another achievement, the government is expected to conclude the development of the National Refugee Policy by December 2022, which will inform legal reforms to ease challenges faced by refugees and address their plight. Chairperson, as we all know, the refugee situation is not permanent. As a means of providing durable solution, the government targeted to repatriate over 10,000 Congolese refugees who had expressed willingness to return to their Democratic Republic of Congo. And so far, we have facilitated the return of over 5,000 individuals. I'm glad to report that we also successfully carried out a verification exercise between April and July 2022, which was aimed at obtaining accurate statistical information to easy planning and collect updated data such as biodata, contact details, and current addresses of persons of concern. In joining the I Belong campaign to end statelessness by 2024, the government has revived the task force on statelessness, whose terms of reference include to facilitate the ratification and domestication of the 1961 Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness and the 1954 Convention on the Status of Stateless Persons. The government is also expected to finalize the draft National Action Plan on statelessness by November 2022 and come up with mechanisms of identification of stateless persons. In conclusion, Chairperson, the Zambian government would not have achieved the outlined successes and plans without involvement of our international partners, especially the UNHCR, who have consistently supported our operations. In this regard, I wish to thank the international community for the continued support and urge them to continue supporting the government, especially at this point of paradigm shift of refugee protection through modernization of refugee settlement. I thank you, Chairperson.